So far, Californians have been spared the relentless onslaught of political attack ads that have rolled across the airwaves in a succession of Republican primary states, though there is little doubt our turn is coming. But can we know who is actually bankrolling these nasty media campaigns? Not really.
The public hears on the advertisement that Citizens for Better Economy financed this ad, and that's the political action committee name. So I, as a voter, get fooled. I don't really know who it is, unless I'm one of those real studious people who wants to sit there and try to find out who Citizens for a Better Economy actually is.
Phil Harlan is advocating a change that would introduce more transparency to that process. A Sonoma County activist and coordinator with the California Clean Money Campaign, Harlan is working to build support for Assembly Bill 1148, a legislative fix known informally as the Disclose Act.
That bill would require funders of political advertising to come out from behind the political action committee names they use. Most of your targeted ads and most of your initiatives in California are paid for by political action committees, corporations and large donors, including unions and corporations from all around the world, and rich people from all around the world, put their money in political action committees, and then the political action committees run ads.
This would apply to all political advertising, but it could be especially revealing for television spots.
On a television ad, the top three funders of the ads would have to put on the ad themselves which company financed the political action committee. So we'd have three companies and their logos with their websites flashed on the TV screen.
This is needed, not just for ads that attack candidates, Harlan says, but also to make clear what interests are funding the ballot measures that confront California voters.
A lot of the ballot measures in California are funded by political action committees. The political action committees get their money from corporations. Commonly, the public doesn't actually know who financed these ads until after the election, which is kind of too late.
As examples, he points to Proposition 16 in the June 2010 primary. Identified only as the Taxpayers' Right to Vote Act, it was, in fact, funded largely by PG&E, and would have benefited that company in ways that were well disguised. Proposition 17 on the same ballot would have overwhelmingly profited a single big insurance company. Guess who funded that campaign? And Harlan notes all this was before the Supreme Court's Citizens United decision, which not only opened the floodgates for political spending, but also overruled some of the previously existing limitations on when political attack ads could be unleashed.
There were certain types of advertising that you couldn't do 30 days before an election. Citizens United took the cap off of that, and you can run anything you want now right up to the time of an election.
The Disclose Act is currently making its way through the legislative process in Sacramento. Its fate is yet to be determined. We can be sure, however, that this year's elections in California will unfold without any of the voter protections that such a measure could provide. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.